Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Jake Culbertson coming to you from Colorado today, and we're so glad you guys could join us, and we're especially thankful you guys can be here today because we're kicking off the month of February. Today is February 1st, and no matter where you may be coming from today, we hope that your new year is still going strong and going well, and we've got a very special guest on today. We've actually got two people on today. Dwayne Vansel has been a friend of mine for a long time. I've known him for many years. And he's done so many different things, not only for our company, but for his family, and then also for his company family as well. And over the years, he's had a lot of different experiences, and he's just a very heartfelt, enthusiastic man who does so many things for so many people. And he's been a great leader for me. He's been a great mentor and example for me. And for those that know him, they would say the same. And then also, Dwayne has a friend that's going to be on today as well. R.J. Reagan is going to be on, and he's going to be telling a little bit about his story and how him and Dwayne know one another. So I want to welcome you guys both to the call. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're honored to be on with you today, Jake.
All right, you guys. So let's go ahead and get this kick started. You guys, we're going to be talking about the Surge 365 Cares program that Dwayne Vansel starts. So, Dwayne, if you could go into that and let us know all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking, Jake. I appreciate it. As you know, and maybe many of your listeners know, I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Surge 365. That's what I do by day. And we've just been really fortunate, I have been, to work alongside some incredible men, our founders of the organization, who for now going on 12 years. And they, as you know, Jake, have just a heart for people. They love people. And one of the things that they've always wanted to do is certainly set up people to empower them to be financially, emotionally, spiritually free, and that's fantastic. And they also coach primarily, has taught over and over again, about giving back. Is, you know, that you don't become wealthy for wealthy's sake. You become wealthy so that you can make an impact and leave a lasting impact on society. And so with that, with this organization, Surge 365, that he's the chief visionary officer of, he found in his heart that he wanted to start what we call Surge 365 Cares. And the idea behind Surge 365 Cares is to partner with 501c3 IRS-approved nonprofit organizations who are making an impact in the world and in the lives of families. And so the combination is that not only am I the chief operating officer of Surge 365 and just honored to kick off a program for our chief visionary officer that's tied to this organization, I was humbled and honored to have the Jennifer Wynn Vansel Cancer Foundation, which I'm the founder of, be the first organization that we've partnered with. So we're just really enthusiastic about this partnership from my foundation standpoint, but from what I do by day, we are just incredibly excited about having a program where the thousands of agents that we have across the globe can participate in not just the foundation, the Jennifer Wynn Vansel Cancer Foundation, but also bring other 501c3 IRS-approved foundations that they know are making an impact in society. They can simply send an email to us at CARES, that's C-A-R-E-S, at surge365.com and nominate a charitable organization to be a part of the CARE program as well. So that's a little bit about what we've got going on here with the CARE program, Jake.
Well, and that's great. And you guys, I hope you understood that, you know, one of the greatest things I think all of us can seek in this lifetime is the fact of how we can give back, how we can contribute. You know, and a lot of you have probably been a part of companies, if you're not part of our company, that you've been a part of a company that really goes that extra step, that extra mile to make a difference, whether it's personally to the people that they work with and for, or whether it's to an organization like Dwayne has talked about that has been started in behalf of a loved one and something that not only supports him and his cause, but their cause as well. And there's so many people's lives that are touched by companies like this. And so, Dwayne, if you could tell a little bit about what the vision is as far as where you plan to move forward with this, and why it came about, because you've had some experiences in life that have just made you the person that you are, and why people like me look up to you so much. But kind of a little bit about your story, about what's happened and what brought you to this point, and the vision that you saw with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jake. I appreciate that. Just a quick synopsis of my story. My wife, my best friend, she was diagnosed with colorectal cancer back in 2005, and she had a 7-year journey with colorectal cancer and passed away. Passed the baton is what I call it to me and my two children back in July of 2012. And much like the vision of the founders of Surge 365, what I do by day, our vision was kind of similar, if you will, in that we decided, you know, you have a choice. We all have choices in life. It's almost cliche, but you can be bitter or you can be better. And for us, we decided, you know, we can be a river of love or we can be a reservoir of lack and want and loss. And we decided, you know what, me and my family, my two children, we decided we're going to be a river of love. We're not going to be a reservoir of loss. And decided, you know what, we're going to, part of it, certainly, Jake, is about a legacy of my wife, Jennifer, which the foundation is named after. But the most significant part, and it really hit me when we served family number one with the organization, Jennifer, who will always be on my mind, just like Georgia is always on my mind, but she'll always be on my mind. But really the first and foremost thing when we took over and we started helping family number one was I was just absolutely consumed about helping that family make memories that last for a lifetime. So the premise of the foundation is really, really simple, and how it ties to Surge 365 is just miraculous, is that we partnered with a local oncologist here in St. Louis, and we look to expand as the organization expands, but they refer to us cancer patients who are A, in late-stage cancer, and B, have children under the age of 18, high school age or younger, still living at home. Because what my family found is that we created memories that would last for a lifetime, certainly by taking vacations. We have very fond memories of L.A. and driving up through Malibu and San Francisco, San Diego, New York City, Nashville, Orlando, Florida. You got to go to the House of the Mouse. Many, many times on the Gulf Shores of Florida, and one of our favorite spots, North Captiva Island, maybe just a great kept secret a little bit south of Fort Myers. And so some of those are just absolutely blazoned in our mind, and we thought, you know what, it'd be fantastic if we could do this for other families. So the premise of the foundation is to send families that are in late-stage cancer, mom or dad, and they have children living at home, and that was to narrow the scope plus our own personal experiences, because so many people, as you know, Jake, have been impacted by cancer. And then they're nominated by our local oncologist from Barnes-Siteman Cancer Center here in St. Louis. And we start working with them, and then we send them on an all-expense-paid vacation to do, you know, just a couple things. One, make memories that'll last for a lifetime. And number two, take a break, a much-needed break from cancer. One of our families said, you know, it's like a cool glass of water in the desert of life that is known as chemo and treatments and surgeries and all the different things that go on when you're going through your cancer journey. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're all about. We have now serviced over 8 families and have a 9th family in our hip pocket and are starting to raise funds to send this family on a getaway as we speak.
That is fantastic. And you guys, if that doesn't touch your heart, I don't know what will. I mean, that is just such a great thing, you know, for Dwayne to go through what he's been through and his kiddos as well. And I've been fortunate enough to watch the process because of the fact that I have watched them grow and I've watched them become stronger day by day. And that's what's so influential about the power that people have, especially people like Dwayne, who make such a difference for people. And in speaking of making a difference, we have another great guest on today, RJ. RJ, welcome to the call today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So I'm going to let you and Dwayne talk here for just a second. And Dwayne had talked about a family that they have taken care of and sponsored as far as kind of this dream that he had and that they had for the organization. So, Dwayne, I'll let you introduce RJ as far as how you guys met, how that happened, and what happened over the last, well, it's been longer than a couple of weeks, but what's taking place in your life relating to RJ and some of the great news that's been going on?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jake. So we met the Regans probably later last year. Tish Regan is RJ's mom, and she was diagnosed with cancer and was referred to us through our local oncologist, Dr. Juan Gillum from Siteman Cancer Center. And I had the pleasure of meeting her over the phone and talking to her. And she and her husband, Robert, have two children, RJ, who's on the line with us today, and Tony. And so through talking to Trish, we discovered that she and Robert had gone on a cruise on their honeymoon and hadn't cruised since. And so we thought, hey, this is going to be dynamite. We're going to set these guys up with a cruise and let them take a break from cancer. And so we set out just to do just that. And here just within the last couple of weeks, RJ and his brother Tony just got back from a cruise, thanks to the partnership, certainly of JWVCF, but the JWVCF couldn't have pulled it off without the partnership of Surge 365, who was a huge contributor in making sure that cruise could happen. So RJ, there's a little bit of what I know of your story. Do you want to tell them about your mama, or you can tell them about your guys' trip? Anything you'd like to share, my friend?
Oh, well, sure. I'd like to first start off by recognizing again the oncologist, Wayne Gilliam, Wayne Gilliam, because she was, as Dwayne alluded to, very much the reason that we came in contact. And just slowly, I became talking with Dwayne over the remaining part of 2016. And the entire family has just been so welcoming to us, helping us, you know, with anything that we needed. And like he said before, they were nice enough to give us an all-expense-paid vacation, like to Mexico on a cruise. And I know that was something that my mother really wanted to see, because we come from Hispanic descent, and that was one thing that we never really were able to do in years past, was take that trip to Mexico and kind of see where our culture comes from. And so that was very important to us. And I know that meant a lot to me and my brother and my father. But a little bit about my mother. She's just, a very beautiful woman. She was diagnosed with cholangiocarcinoma, which is bile duct cancer. And it's an aggressive cancer. And Dwayne and the rest of the foundation, like I said before, have been there every step of the way for, you know, counseling, for guidance, just for being a friend. There's really no words that can describe the type of help that Dwayne and the family at Surge 365, as well as Surge Cares. There's really no words to describe how well or how much they've helped us, and how much meeting them and getting to know their whole family there has meant to us. I don't know if, sorry about that. I kind of got a little off track, but about my mother again.
Not perfect.
Yeah, but my mother, she, she loved being outside. She loved going to different things like that, taking nature walks and stuff. So definitely a cruise and everything that Dwayne and all them provided for our family was right along that line. I mean, she would be absolutely ecstatic and to see our faces when we came back and how happy we were, because like Dwayne said, it's chemotherapy can be very suffocating. And I love the metaphor that he used earlier, a cold glass of water. I think that's a perfect way of putting it, and just a time for us to relax and take our mind off of, you know, what we've been going through in 2016. So, it was absolutely perfect. I couldn't speak higher. And I feel that through meeting Dwayne, I've actually met multiple people that I think I'm going to continue having friendships with for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you are part of the family, my friend. Once you go on a cruise with some of those Surge 365ers, there's no doubt that they're going to love you. And you were stuck with me already. Once the foundation adopted you, you're stuck with us for life. So we're glad that you and your brother had a great time. And it's, and forgive me, RJ, I hate to even bring it up, but one of the things that I said at the event when we launched the Surge 365 thing is, and Jake, it's important for everybody to know, timeliness is just huge. I mean, we're a baby organization and funding is just absolutely critical, because the unfortunate part is that, as RJ has kind of alluded to, is that his mom didn't get an opportunity to go on this cruise and for the obvious reasons. And we as a foundation decided, you know what, these guys deserve a break regardless of whether, Trish got to go or not. And I'm so thankful that we have a board of directors and we have an organization here at Surge that loves people as much as they love and want to see them in the outpouring, even from our CEO, whom I won't indicate some of the things that he did for the guys as well, just loving on them. And it was so cool for me to see them, just embraced the way that they were and see them have a good time. And not only did they get to do the cruise, but RJ, if you could take a second, if Jake would allow, tell them a little bit about the entire experience from your house pickup to the airport to even hanging out in New Orleans a little bit. Could you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, it was some of the best treatment I've ever experienced in my life. Like Dwayne said, they had a limo come and pick us up, and that was very, very cool, especially because me and my younger brother, Tony, have never really ridden in a limousine like that before. So they had, limousine pickups from our house in St. Louis to the airport. They had all of the plane and plane tickets taken care of, very easy process. We got off the limo. Got on our flight, took a flight to New Orleans, and we were able to spend a weekend in New Orleans before we got on our cruise. And that was, equally a great experience. I mean, we thought New Orleans was great. The whole service that Dwayne and the Surge 365 family that put on for us, even when we got to our hotel in New Orleans, is extremely welcoming. They took care of everything for us. It was such an experience that really I have trouble thinking of words to describe just how nice and how genuine the people at Surge 365 and Surge Cares are, because they took care, and I mean it, they took care of everything for us. I was a little nervous, traveling with my brother, but they just made every single thing as easy as possible. They made sure that we were taken care of to the fullest extent, and they allowed us to really just focus on building memories. And trust me, we built a ton of memories.
Yeah, I saw a lot of your guys' photos, and I know you guys spent some time down on Bourbon Street, and of our board members, Sandy Pippins, was on the cruise, and I think I even saw you come home with dreadlocks or something like that.
It originally was just a little gentleman's bet between me and my brother, quickly became a reality, as I found out. And he made sure that I kept the dreadlock, or I kept the cornrows all the way home, so I could, let our family and friends back home get a little laugh.
Well, how did your dad respond to that?
He was speechless, I would say. He was very... He could tell that it was all in good nature, but he knew I was playing around. He got a good laugh out of it.
That's good. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing your experience.
Oh, sorry, but I was going to say one more thing. Was one of the big things that we also really enjoyed when we got to go to New Orleans was that, they allowed us to have kind of free time to just kind of do whatever we wanted, and I really appreciated that. So they kind of just let me and my brother, like you said, we went and visited Bourbon Street and stuff, but we also got to see a lot of the art. We got to take in a lot of good restaurants. I'm really just scratching the surface, but they allowed us to do so much, built so many memories with me and my brother. Me and my brother were very close and have always been really close. But I can honestly say after this trip, and really even just that first weekend in New Orleans, we and him have grown much closer. And I look forward to building our relationship off of memories like that in 2017.
Well, that's awesome, RJ. We're honored, as I know we've told you, but honored to say it in front of Jake and all of his listeners. We're the foundation, the Jennifer Wynn Vancel Cancer Foundation, is honored to serve you and your brother and your dad. And like I said, you're part of our fraternity. You're stuck with us for a lifetime now. And we look forward to seeing you guys continue to grow. And we'll continue to pray and love on you guys for much, much longer to come. So Jake, there's a little bit. And again, I'm so thankful RJ had some time to hang out and tell us about his personal experience.
Yeah, that's great. And RJ, can't thank you enough. Thank you for your story. Thanks for your time. And obviously you've got memories that will last for a lifetime, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate it too. Thank you, Dwayne, and thank you, Jake.
Hey, you're sure welcome. And we've still got a few minutes here. So I wanted to let you guys know one of the most powerful things that I have learned over the years, just in becoming an adult and everything else, is that, you know, life throws us curves all the time. There's all kinds of things that happen to us. And, you know, one day we may be heading in this direction, the next day we're going this direction. And I think one of the most powerful things just in the human race is the fact of our willingness and our heartfelt cries to one another just for somebody to listen, just for somebody to help, just for somebody to point us in a direction when things happen that we have the availability, the technology, the sources, the resources to use. And one of the greatest things that Dwayne has done for many, many years, and he's done it for his family as well, is the fact of resourcing, and he's provided a lot of different things. And we'll go over a couple things at the very end. But, Dwayne, I wanted to go into a little bit about, on Facebook, where you can find the foundation, and then what people can actually do on Facebook. And I encourage you guys to go to this location. And I love the pictures that you guys were able to post on there in regards to RJ and his brother. It looked like you guys had a blast. But if, Dwayne, you could tell a little bit about what's on Facebook and other social medias, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd be honored to. Thanks for asking, Jake. The foundation is pretty easy to find. You can just go to your search bar and type in Jennifer Wynn, that's W-Y-N-N, Vancel Cancer Foundation, and you'll land on our page. And what you'll find there in social media is we do a variety of different things, but, you know, one, you're obviously, the idea of social media is you're trying to create community. And so it's just a community of folks, whether we've served them and they're one of the families, and we talk about those families quite a bit and continue to love on them and encourage them. And we also share quotes. Like today, one of our quotes was from the Canavans. We sent them on a getaway to North Captiva Island, the South Seas Plantation. Or now it's called South Seas Resorts, forgive me. And they had a week there on the ocean to dip their toes in the sand. And their daughter, Christina, said to me in an interview that it was literally the vacation of a lifetime. And, you know, when you hear, you know, folks like RJ or Tony or Christina, who's the daughter of a pancreatic cancer patient, it's just absolutely impactful. And to realize that, wow, we're having the opportunity to provide this family in the midst of their cancer journey, a vacation that's a lifetime memory, and have those memories is just, you know, it's been priceless to me. And I'll dip back just to say that my daughter, who's now 15 and was 10 when her mother passed away, you know, what she has ingrained in her mind are just images of Jennifer smiling all the time. Obviously, my wife was no saint and didn't smile all the time. And in particular, maybe she didn't smile at me all the time for a variety of different reasons. But that's what Lauren remembers, and that's awesome. And so that's what we want to do for families and these priceless memories that RJ and Tony have with each other to kind of just take a break. And so, you know, we just encourage folks to stop by the Facebook page, kind of see what's going on and the families that we have going, and then obviously we link out to our website. Our website is real simple. It's JWVCF, Jennifer Wynn Cancer Foundation, JWVCF.com. And there you can see, you know, our board of directors. We have a stellar board of directors. We're just honored to have project managers, executive officers, a judge. It's just amazing, the council that surrounds us at the foundation. You can see that. You can hear more about my bride's story and some things that she's written over time. So you can see a little bit about her story and what our why is, if you will. And then the most important thing to me is to share the wonderful stories of these valiant warriors. And they are just incredible people. We're so blessed to have had the opportunity to meet over time. And like I was just saying, RJ and certainly his brother Tony and all these other families, they become a part of our family. They're a part of the JWVCF fraternity. So, and then obviously, and I said it just a moment ago, and I'll encourage it again, is that every donation matters. We have opportunity there on the website that you can donate in a safe environment. It's a secure environment. You can become a monthly contributor, and we certainly appreciate that. We have everything from, you know, $5 to hundreds of dollars of people that make those monthly contributions, and then folks that make one-time contributions. It's absolutely priceless. So I would put a plug in and say that as we're getting ready to help our next family, we're only 50% of the way of funding a trip. It usually costs us anywhere from $7,500 to $10,500 to send folks on a trip. Why is that? Is because we try to roll out the red carpet. You know, just like Tony mentioned, we pick them up in a limousine. We make sure we fly them to their destination. And then when he arrived in New Orleans, we pick them up a limousine and bring them to the host hotel and then make sure that they get to the ship and have a great time and then a limo to take them home. So, you know, we've done cruises. We've done land excursions. We've done the House of the Mouse and Universal Studios. So so we're helping folks in a real simple and tangible way, just meeting them right where they're at. So Jennifer Wynn Vansel Cancer Foundation, you can find us on Facebook or jwvcf.com. That's our website, and you can click out to our Facebook page from there.
That is great. And Dwayne, thank you for that, and thank you for the resources, and thank you for the effort. And as you guys know, any of you on this line, I see a lot of people are on here, and I noticed a few people that are on here are people who went on the philanthropy cruise just a few months ago out of California with part of our Service 365 family out there, and it was many women who had been battling breast cancer or lost a loved one to breast cancer. So you guys, there's resources all the time, whether it's within our company, whether it's within your company, whatever the case may be. If you're looking to start something, just look towards people like Dwayne, like RJ, that have gone through these things, because there are so many people out there that are willing to walk through this moment, this time with you, hand in hand, step by step. So we have about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to open this up, RJ and Dwayne. If you guys have any final thoughts that you want to leave with people, that would be great. I'll let you know if we're cutting close, but a couple minutes here. So I'll open it up to both of you if you want to leave a few final words for people that may be going through something right now that just doesn't seem to be light at the end of the tunnel.
Sure. I mean, I would say that, you know, and I say this to every family as I make the phone calls, is that one, that the advances in medicine and science are ever increasing. And so never lose hope that there's always trials, there's always treatments. And regardless of some stories that might not have turned out the way that we would want it, certainly RJ and I can personally attest to that, but there's always hope. Don't live in fear. Go get checked out by your doctor. Do the things that your doctor is requesting. And then the thing for me, and it's incredibly personal to me, is to never lose faith. Is that, you know, again, despite the obstacles and things that I've seen in my personal life, I would certainly say that I still believe, regardless of what I've seen with my eyes, I've also seen a miracle-working God. And I believe that God can still work miracles today. And so science and God, and I believe that those are absolutely things that can make a difference. The other thing that makes a difference is, just like our new friends, the Regans, is having families and friends that surround you through those times. That's what's been so priceless to me.
That is awesome. And RJ, anything for you, my friend?
Yeah, I would. I think Dwayne really hit it on the head. You have to keep hope. I really think that's one of the most important things, because like he says, you know, life works in strange ways and miracles do happen. You just have to keep hope and always remember, you know, something that I keep with my mother and is very personal to me as well, is that I always keep the mindset that she lives on through me. So I find strength in my past experiences, and I hope to find other people like Dwayne that encourage other people to be the best person they can to anyone. That way you can always be there for somebody that might be going through any type of situation.
That is great. Well, RJ, thank you so much. And Dwayne, as always, thank you, my friend. You guys will really appreciate that. And today I made a new friend with RJ. So you guys, we want to thank you both for being here today. Thank you for your stories. Thank you for being witnesses to us. And amen to what you said, Dwayne. God is a good God and a great God and a big God, and he can do anything. And prayer is one of the greatest things that's out there. So you guys, thanks for being on this show today. And like I said, please look for Jennifer's Facebook page. Those of you who are within Surge 365 in your back office, you have Surge 365 Cares back there, and you can donate as well. And we just want to thank you guys for being with us today. We hope you guys have a great day, a blessed day. Finish out the week strong wherever you may be in life. Thank you for being here. Join us next Wednesday, and we'll see you guys again on Surge Nation. Thanks again for being here, guys. God bless, and have a great day. Bye-bye.